After a long political struggle in 2014, the Iowa legislature approved a bill allowing families to possess cannabis to treat epileptic children. Steve Gare of West Des Moines has a 25-year-old epileptic daughter. He said they had to buy the cannabis elsewhere, and the only place that sells it to non-residents is Oregon.
We're fortunate that we would have the financial resources to go to Oregon to get it three or four times a year, but how are we going to get it back home? No airplane's going to let me bring 32 ounces of cannabis oil on an airplane to get it home.
So families began advocating for a more wide-ranging medical marijuana bill. They now have a Republican sponsor for a bill to allow marijuana to be grown and distributed in the state in non-smokable forms for a limited number of medical conditions. They face a likely political struggle again, but they have some research on their side.
Iowans are ready for a medical cannabis law this year.
That's Brian Pins with Questor Research. His survey of Iowans concludes that 76% support the legal production and distribution of medical cannabis for qualifying medical conditions. For Republicans, it's 60%. For Democrats, 87%. The bill's sponsor is West Des Moines Republican Peter County, chair of the House Commerce Committee. The Gares live in his district. He admits the bill won't be easy to pass.
And that I would ask everyone to keep an open mind on the bill. There are predispositions to the word marijuana, of course.
County agrees with the families of epileptic children that allowing possession of cannabis wasn't enough.
That's the problem that we had with the original bill, and that is what this bill solves.
So the bill mandates what backers call accessible but strict parameters for growing and distributing cannabis. After some waiting, families like the Gares now have access to a form of cannabis oil through mail order. Steve Gares says the effect on his daughter has been dramatic.
Within the first 6 weeks of her taking this, she started sleeping through the night, which she's never done for 25 years.
Margaret Gare has suffered mental and physical disability as a result of the strong anti-seizure medication she takes. Steve Gare says her speech and coordination have improved, and her seizures have been dramatically reduced. But he says families need a more effective product that local production and distribution would provide. Margaret Gare's mother, Sally Gare, has been a leading activist for medical marijuana since the limited cannabis law was passed. Speaking at the news conference, she was overcome.
Medical cannabis must become accessible to Iowans in 2016. Our hearts are broken.
Gare says activists are grieving the loss of a fellow activist, Lori Tassin. Tassin was a cancer patient who had lobbied along with them at the State House for medical marijuana. She died of cancer last year. Representative County says there will be other Republican sponsors, though he didn't reveal how many. Running the bill through the Commerce Committee instead of the Public Safety Committee is a novel approach. Public Safety is led by Law and Order Republican former State Trooper Clell Bodler. He wouldn't say what he thinks about the bill.
What bill? Have you seen it? I haven't seen it. I'll reserve my comments till I see it.
Meanwhile, the Epilepsy Foundation and the Multiple Sclerosis Society are joining in the effort, anticipating those conditions will be covered by the bill. At the State House, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.